Hello, everyone out there. All of you who are so inclined to listen to this podcast. And you read the title. I'm talking about Giants' possible trade targets at the trade deadline, of course. Or even if they just want to make a trade randomly, then they can do that too. I'm not the one to decide, but that's what they get to do. So the trade deadline's in about 2 months. A little bit more, and I'm just kind of hopping on the trend of people going out here and talking about trades, even though it's a little early to be doing that. No one really knows where all these teams will be. I have the Giants game behind me, Giants-Dodgers game behind me on mute, and this episode won't be like years and years long, so I have three players who I think the Giants should target and then I think the Giants, kind of considering where they are right now, I think they only have one need that they really need to address if they are planning on competing this year, which as of right now it seems like they are interested in competing right now, considering that they are, as of today, they have a better record than the Dodgers and the Padres. So I think that need that they need to address is the bullpen. The Giants have had a tough time with the bullpen. Camilo Doval was sent down today. He had a rough start to his big league career. Matt Whistler had a very rough start to the season. Harlan Garcia had a really rough start to the season. Jose Alvarez wasn't great. Reyes Morant is hurt, and right now, Jake McGee also, he had some pretty rough performances in the last couple weeks. Currently, I have 2.5 players that I trust out of the Giants bullpen. Number one is Tyler Rogers, who's been a stud all season. Number two is Caleb Berriger, who's kind of become a bullpen guy, sort of. They were talking about maybe turning him into a starting pitcher in spring training, but that didn't happen because he got hurt in spring training for a little bit. But I think that the Giants, and then, oh yeah, and also then the kind of the half player is Zach Littell, who's been up for only like 8 or 9 games. He's only appeared in 8 or 9 games. Somehow I've only seen him pitch like twice, which is kind of weird because I've watched all the games, or at least most of them. But he's been really good. The Giants have like started to trust him as a guy who's going to get out late in games, which I'm not sure if that's a great idea, but I don't know. I'm not one to judge. So here's number one of the three possible bullpen targets. Number one is Kendall Graveman, who's currently pitching for the Seattle Mariners. He has not allowed an earned run this year. Previously, you may have heard about him if you're from the Bay Area, because he used to play on the A's. He used to pitch for the A's from 2015 to 2018, and he was a starter back then. He did not have any relief appearances from 2015 to 2018. He started a total of 78 games and was a fourth starter, kind of. He got hurt in 2018, missed all 2019. I think he actually signed with the Cubs in 2019, but he didn't appear in any games. He was just sort of a rehab signing, kind of. And then in 2020 he started the year in the Mariners rotation, but about a couple games into the season he made 2 starts last year, then got hurt, returned as a reliever, and was very good out of the bullpen. In fact, then this year he's fully transitioned into a reliever, and he's been absolutely fabulous. 17 strikeouts in 16 2/3 innings, only 3 walks allowed, no runs allowed, 6 hits. So has a 0.54 whip, and where the Mariners are right now, which is nowhere where they're not looking too great, with a solid record of 21-23. They've lost the last 3 to the Tigers. They've had a rough season. They started the year off pretty good. They beat the Giants a couple times. They were number 1 in their division for a while, and then now they've kind of started their downturn for the worst, which I think is going to happen, even with all these new players, young players that are coming up for the Mariners. So Seattle seems like a team that is probably going to sell. Kendall Graveman is a free agent after this year. He's only signed to a one-year $1.25 million deal. So by that time in July, it's probably going to be about maybe three-fifths of that is gone. So let's see, what is a dollar or $1.25 million divided by... So, I did not do that right. I'm not one for the math. So they're going to have to pay... The Giants are going to have to pay $750,000, which is not much, especially for a guy that's right now is the setup guy or even the closer. He has five saves this year. All of his first career saves, by the way. So the Giants, they really need someone that could pitch the seventh inning or the eighth inning even. If Jake McGee's kind of fallen out of good graces with the Giants, even though he's not completely like fallen off, but he's been not used as frequently as a closer. Tyler Rogers has started to kind of gradually come in with that. So Kendall Graveman could just become a eighth inning guy. Jake McGee could move to the seventh, and then Tyler Rogers could pitch the ninth, or they could just have Tyler Rogers pitch the seventh, Kendall Graveman pitch the eighth, and maybe Jake McGee pitch the ninth. All three of those guys can close. So Kendall Graveman's the first one from the Mariners. The second one is an interesting name, also a former longtime starter who became a reliever and turned things around and became a stud. The second player that I have is Ian Kennedy from the Texas Rangers. He's on a minor league deal, so that I don't know how much guaranteed money that is. It doesn't say, but he's on a minor league deal, and he has a 2.12 ERA as the closer for the Texas Rangers, and he's been extremely good this year. 0.94 WHIP. He's only allowed four runs the entire season, leads the MLB in saves and games finished. And he's been a long time starter. Started his career in New York, then made his way to Arizona for 3 years. So he's faced the Giants before plenty of times as a starter. He pitched in division with the Padres and the Diamondbacks. And then in 2016, he signed a deal with the Kansas City Royals. Wasn't great any of those years. He was all right in 2016. 2017, he was not good. And then 2018, he was not good at all. Then 2019, on the second to last year of the deal, he became a closer and a reliever. I don't know how he decided that. I don't really keep track of the Kansas City Royals off too much. But he had a really good year in 2019. 2020 was not so good. He got hurt. He only appeared in 15 games. Had a 9 ERA, so that's not good. But then he became a free agent after the year, signed a minor league deal with the Texas Rangers. He is 36 years old. When is he turning 37? Oh, no, he doesn't turn 37 until after the season, so it doesn't matter. So he's 36. He'll be 36 the whole season. He's had a really good year. 21 strikeouts, 2 walks in 17 innings, 17 appearances as well. I think that he could also he could become a... just maybe a seventh inning guy. I would say that the Giants probably should go after one of these three guys. I would be pleased if one of these guys, two of these three guys, I don't think that's really going to happen because these guys are all really good, except for probably the last one. These two guys I've talked about are really good. And the Giants are, by the way, the Giants 0-0 second inning, but this won't come out until probably beyond that. So Ian Kennedy, he's been a starter for almost all his career. He's in Kansas City. He was 119 starts, 73 starts in San Diego. And then so he's faced the Giants plenty of times. Let's see, how many times has he faced the Giants? Let's see here. Where are we trying? We're trying to find pitching splits. Can we find opponent? That'd be very nice. And Baseball Reference. Why does Baseball Reference not have this? Why don't they have opponent? That's not fun. Oh, here we go. I found it. It's down at the bottom. So let's see. How many times has he faced the Giants in his career? 26 games. He has... What is his... Oh, here it is. I found it. Much better. 26 games, 2.86 ERA in 166 innings, 11-6 in his career. He has 142 strikeouts, 53 walks. So he pitches very well in against San Francisco. So let's see what he's. That is the fourth best ERA versus a team that he has in his career. Houston, Cincinnati, and Miami are the three teams ahead of him. What is the worst team? Oh no, he pitches terribly against the Orioles. I don't think he's going to go to the Orioles because I don't think the Orioles are making any trades for players. They're probably going to be trading away players most of the time. So Ian Kennedy, minor league deal. He's a free agent after this year. Same with Kendall Graveman. So probably an easy swap. But I think that he could set up in the eighth inning, seventh inning. He could even pitch the ninth. The Giants have been very flexible with the closer role, bullpen roles, kind of. They've been just kind of zooming around this way and that. Players that haven't usually closed, like Tyler Rogers, Jake McGee even hasn't been much of a closer in his career. They've been getting high leverage spots, ninth inning spots. So Ian Kennedy, I feel that he could do that. And then here's the final player that I think the Giants possibly could target. And it's kind of an interesting name because it's not a name that has been in good graces lately. And also, he's not a free agent until 2024. He's arbitration eligible in 2022, so after this year. So the Giants are going to have to pay for him. They do have $47 million in tax space, but that I don't think that they're going to be using all that just to make trades because they have plenty of money coming off the books after the season. Johnny Cueto's gone, Evan Longoria's gone, Brandon Belt's gone. But Brandon Crawford's gone, Buster Posey's gone. Well, I mean, they're not gone, they're just free agents, but you never know if they're going to stick around. But that tax base number will jump up exceptionally. Just for note, the Dodgers have negative $56 million, almost negative 57, $56.9 million in tax base, luxury tax base. So I don't think they really care because they're the Dodgers and they're probably going to win the division unless the Giants have something to say. Well, I mean, I shouldn't say they're probably going to, you never know, but they were the favorite at the beginning of the season to win the division. And right now I still think that they're not going to be bad. So they have Mookie Betts, they have Cody Bellinger, they have plenty of good guys. So, but I have a player right here from the Detroit Tigers, who are they're one of the worst teams in all of baseball. They might be the worst team in baseball. As, oh my goodness, I'm just looking around on the box score, around the scores. How is this possible? The Braves are winning 20-0. The Pirates brought in a position player, Wilmer Defoe, and he got one out, seven earned runs? Oh my goodness, 20-0 Braves over the Pirates. Yeep. Adrian Adrianza hit a grand slam, so that explains it. How on earth did that happen? Yikes. Pirates are having a rough time. I was just trying to check on the Pirates or the Tigers record. They're 17-26. They did just sweep the Mariners. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games, so they're not completely out of it. They're fourth place, but that's because the Twins absolutely suck. They're not going to be competing anytime soon. Maybe in a couple years, maybe 2 years, 3 years down the line. But for now, they're kind of just, right now they're rebuilding. They're trying to figure out who's going to be around when they are good. And this guy, I don't think that he will. This guy is Joe Jimenez, who you may go and look at his stats and you might be appalled that he's even brought up. And this is a guy that I don't think the Giants don't even have to wait until the trade deadline, because he could very well get designated for assignment at some point, and the Giants could just claim him off waivers probably. So he has a career negative 1.5 WAR. He has a negative 0.4 WAR this season, which is pretty impressive considering that he's only pitched in 4 games. And his ERA this year is 27.00. Yikes. He has 9 walks and 5 strikeouts, 1 home run, 8 runs allowed in 2 2-thirds innings. But the reason why I think that he has a career 6 ERA, but I think that the Giants have the ability to turn him around. They've had players, Donovan Solano, for example, mostly hitters, but I don't think the Giants really need hitters. They really need to address the bullpen right now. But this guy, Joe Jimenez, he's only 3 years removed from being an all-star. In 2018, he was the Tigers' only all-star. I don't know if that was kind of just like because that was the first year that teams were like required to have an all-star on their team, like represent them. At the all-star break, he had a 2.85 ERA, but that kind of in the second half, he was absolutely terrible. There were a couple games. The month of August did not treat him well. His ERA jumped from 3.04 to 4.58 in a couple appearances, but I wouldn't. And then he ended the year on a pretty bad note. He had a couple, late July, the second half of the season, he was not good. Reliever ERA does not tell much of a story, but because one bad appearance can completely mess you up. He did have a 1.197 whip, so 1.2 whip, which isn't great, but it's pretty good. It's not, I wouldn't say all-star level, but that's, he probably, well, the Tigers, what was their record? Like, was it the year that they were like 47? Oh, only 64-98. I think 2019 was the year that they went 47-114. So 2018, they were not good, but they weren't as bad as they would be the next year. Where is he on the, he's not even in their top 12 players on the season war. Maybe because, was he just terrible? Their all-star guy didn't even get an appearance. This might be some kind of outlandish thing to suggest, but in 2019 he was their setup guy, was not good. 2020 he was absolutely terrible. 7.15 ERA, 25 games. I think the Giants could do something with him. I seriously do, because I don't really watch as there's a home run, 2-run homer. Cheeks, Giants are losing. I think the Giants, they could take a look at this guy. It might be outlandish to suggest that he might be some just like scrub, but he very well could be. Joe Jimenez, no disrespect to him, but they do have to pay him kind of a bunch, so it may not even be a thing. But this guy, I think that they could, if he was an all-star a couple years ago. Let's take a look in 2019. Was he just bad from the start and just bad the whole season? Oh yeah, he was. Oh. So he has not been good since the first half of 2018. 2019, he was not good. April, he had a couple bad appearances. In June, he also was pretty bad. His ERA jumped from 3.86 to 5.12 in the month of June. In July, he was one bad appearance. And then August, he just had a lot of appearances allowing runs. In September, he was actually pretty good. He allows a lot of base runners. That's what's seen with that 1.2 whip. His career whip is 1.4. That's kind of inflated by the past two seasons. 2021, I guess, isn't the past two seasons, but the last year and this year. This year, he's been, I wonder, how is it possible that he's allowed? So his first game, April 15th against the A's, 3 runs in 1/3 of an inning. Next appearance, also against the A's 2 days later, 4 walks in the inning, 2 runs allowed, no hits, so probably walked in all those runs. And then May 11th, 2/3 of an inning, 3 runs, 2 walks, and a home run. And then May 16th, well, that was 5 days ago, he pitched a scoreless 8th inning in a loss to the Cubs. Didn't give up a hit, but he did strike out someone. And it dropped his ERA from 43.20 to 27. And now, so those are the 3 players that I think that the Giants should target in possible trades or even just waiver claims, considering Joe Jimenez and his rough season. But I think I just feel that Joe Jimenez has something. There are 3 players that I think the Giants, I won't go into too much detail because you probably know about them, but there are 3 players that I think the Giants probably are going to trade if they're kind of out of it, or if they're so. Number one is Matt Whistler. I think that they signed him to only a 1-year deal, so it could work. Number 2 is Jose Alvarez. He's also on a 1-year deal. He doesn't really have much of a role because he's kind of just like been in the game every so often. They don't really have like a set role for him. And then number three, this is kind of only if the Giants are completely out of it, is Alex Wood. He's also on a one-year deal, but he's been really good for them. So teams could probably call for probably a better team. If or like the Mets could be calling because they've had starting pitchers troubles. Blue Jays have had starting pitcher troubles. Even the White Sox, they don't really have starting pitcher troubles. They just probably need more depth. Maybe even the Dodgers, but I don't think the Giants and the Dodgers are making any trades. You never know with Farhan, though, because he used to be there. And so I think that Alex Wood, I don't think he's going to be traded unless the Giants completely like fall apart from where they, from the pace that they're going at. But I could see Matt Wister. He's the most likely to get traded. Number two is Jose Alvarez, and the number three, Alex Wood. So again, the three guys that I think that the Giants could target, only bullpen players, because I don't think the Giants need much help anywhere else, unless there's some terrible injury like Buster Posey snaps his leg again or something like that, is Kendall Graveman from the Mariners, Ian Kennedy from the Texas Rangers. Oh, did I say Mariners or Rangers? Kendall Graveman from the Mariners. I don't know. I forget what I said. Ian Kennedy from the Rangers, and then Joe Jimenez, kind of an outlandish one, from the Tigers. So that'll wrap it up. 21 minutes. I hope that you have a good day. The Giants are playing behind me. I'll go and watch. So with that, I will say goodbye. Have a good day. Toodles. See you soon.